here in McLouth, Kansas, as we bring you one of the best matchups in the state in softball all season long. As Troy is in town, the undefeated Trojans, the number one ranked team in Class 2-1A, invading McLouth here this afternoon, taking on the undefeated Bulldogs. In a battle of unbeatens, two of the top teams in the state. Troy, the runner-up finish a year ago, and an undefeated start here at 16-0. The current number one team, the Troy Trojans. A lot of storylines with them. McLouth, what a season they have had. They are 17-0, the Northeast Kansas League champions, and a rematch from a regional title game a year ago in which Troy won it by a 1-0 margin. And we are off and running and getting you set for this top-tier showdown, game one of two this afternoon. Harper Weststein, the freshman center fielder, leading things off for the undefeated Trojans. Emerson Weber, Peyton Ingeman will follow, as right now it is Carissa Bandel inside the circle. Swing and a miss, first pitch, and a opening game strike on a swing and a miss, and we are underway here this afternoon. McLouth defensively, Correa at third, Lees at short, Holwick is at second base. Holloway at first, Bandel's next pitch swung on and missed. I'll tell you what, this is going to be a pitching display here this afternoon. Two of the best pitchers in the state, mentioning the rematch from the regional title game a year ago in which Troy won it by a 1-0 margin. It could be something very similar. Bandel's 0-2 here to Harper Weststein, just off the plate outside for ball one. So a one ball and two strike count here on the freshman center fielder, Harper Weststein, who has been sensational with a 5.21 average and 22 RBIs. There's a swing and a miss and a strike three, and there's going to be a heavy dose of strikeouts here this afternoon between these two pitchers. And Harper Weststein, the first retired and the first out here in the top of the first. Emerson Weber, the sophomore shortstop. Emerson, a 5.41 average. She has hit three home runs and has driven in 36. This is a Troy offense that has scored double figures. High fly ball, deep left field, right down the line, and it might have been lost in the sun, and it is dropped by Crescenda Bandel in left field, and making it all the way to third base is Emerson Weber. So she is at third base with one out, and the Trojans a chance to get on the board here in the first. That will go down E7. And again, it is a breezy afternoon, that wind pushing out towards the left field corner. And the sun might have also played a factor, but now here's Peyton Ingeman, the reigning 2-1A player of the year. And she drills one towards center field, looking up and kiss it goodbye! An inch closer to a milestone. Peyton Ingeman, that is home run number 16 on the season, and now two away from a single season state home run record, and the Trojans lead 2-0. How about the fireworks for the reigning 2-1A player of the year, and Ingeman a straight shot to center field, and a 2-0 lead for the Class 2-1A runner-up from a year ago, and a quick meeting on the mound for the Bulldogs, and already the 2-0 lead. More than the runs than they had in the 1-0 affair in the regional championship game last season. Well, what a start. One out, nobody on. This brings up Kaylee Grable, the senior first baseman. First pitch by Bandel is a little bit low and inside for ball one. So a strikeout followed by an error and then a two-run home run. Mentioning again the single-season home run record in the state, 18. It was set by Reagan Hathaway of Olathe Northwest back in 2015, and Ingeman's home run gives her now 16, with including four games to go in the regular season, including this one here. She's already sent one out. A 2-0 count here on Grable, and that one is in there for a strike as Carissa Bandel, again, one of the better pitchers certainly in the state, starting from behind here after the home run. 2-0 Troy, just getting going in the top of the first. There's a swing and a miss on a pitch right down the middle, and Grable is evened up at the count, two balls and two strikes. But Peyton Ingeman, again, is on a very historic run. The Division I signee for Central Arkansas, making a bang here early in this first game. Now a full count here to Grable. Comes in with a 4.04 average, 23 hits, and a home run. was a strike three call in the inside corner. She got caught looking, and it was a very painted pitch that was put well on that inside corner. And two up now, and or I should say two down here in the inning. And now Gracie McConaughey, the freshman third baseman, will try to keep the inning going. A 2-0 Troy lead. McConaughey takes the first pitch from Bandel, swing and a miss. So a 2-0 lead for the Trojans. A 2-run home run by Peyton Ingeman, the straightaway center fielder, 16th of the year, RBIs number 53 and 54. There's another swing and a miss. 0-2 count here on the freshman McConaughey. So a chance for Bandel here to strike out the side. But just trying to get out of it with no more than the two runs given up. And Bandel's pitch is hit high, playable left field. And Cressinda Bandel moving to her left and makes a pretty difficult catch in the gap to retire the side. But nonetheless, the loud start here for Troy. A two-run home run to dead center for Peyton Ingeman. Trojans with a 2-0 lead halfway through the first. We're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Hands away. 2-0, bottom of the first inning. McLeod gets their first at bat here at home. Peyton Ingeman, a 2-run home run for a 2-0 Troy lead as we're just off and running. 63 degrees at first pitch. Now the reigning 2-1A player of the year inside the circle and takes on Carissa Bandel, the opening at bat. She pops up a bunt. Third baseman McConaughey with the quick catch and one pitch and one out. Little pop-up out on a bunt attempt. And that'll bring up Cressinda Bandel, the sophomore left fielder. These two teams in the same regional, first pitch swung on, hit out towards right center field, and it drops in for a hit. So the first pitch was a pop-up out on a bunt attempt. The second pitch is a single to right center field. Bandel is on with one out. And the first hit for the Bulldogs here in this game, that'll bring up the senior second baseman, Jillian Holwick. Holwick has been dominant, 6'10". It's her batting average, 41 at-bats. She has scored 26 runs. She has 12 extra base hits. She puts down a good bunt here and will beat out the throw. And Cressinda Bandel goes first to third, and now a throw a third allows Cressinda to get up to second base. So now second and third with just one out. And the Bulldogs are barking here, trying to get a run or two back after the Ingeman home run in the first. A bunt single, and then moving up to second base, and now the first pitch is swung on and missed there. Fastball by Ingeman into sophomore Danny Lee for strike one. Lee has been so good, a recent athlete of the week, 6.28 average this season. Now she pops this one up and against the fence, and now quickly down, no balls and two strikes. Lee, 6.28 average, 43 at-bats. She has 16 extra base hits. That leads the team, and she has also driven in 34 runs, also the top spot on the Bulldogs roster. 0-2 with two on and one out, and that one is slapped in the left field on a two-strike pitch, and the Bulldogs are going to tie the game at 2-2 on a 2-RBI single by Danny Lee. Cressinda Bandel in from third, Holwick rounding and racing home from second, and two RBIs, and it's a 2-2 tie thanks to Danny Lee's RBI single. Anna Pats, the junior catcher, steps in next. The inning continues, runner at first and one out. We're tied at two. Off speed. Hung it up at the knees, and it falls in there for strike one. Anna Pats also over a 600 average. 34 runs scored. Second best on the team, and now a swing and a miss on a fastball up. And Lee able to take second base without a throw. She's at scoring position with one out, but an 0-2 count here on Anna Pats. A 2-2 tie here in the bottom of the first. Already fireworks between two of the best in the state. And the next pitch is high and outside, hits the backstop, and Lee able to get up to third now without a throw. Well, ball in play could give McLeod the lead. Here's the 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three, too much heat, Cheddar behind that one, and a big second out. First strikeout for Ingeman. And now two outs. Lee still at third, and it's up to Summer Wyatt, the junior center fielder. A 2-2 game, a two RBI single by Danny Lee, and she's at third with two outs. Ingeman's first pitch is a high fastball that is swung on and missed. Wyatt down 0-1. A 4.15 average for the junior center fielder. That's from the right side, swing and a miss. More high cheese. And it's no balls and two strikes. The runner at third is Danny Lee. Two outs, 0-2 count. Ingeman trying to get out of it with no more damage done. Here is the 0-2. And it gets away to the backstop. No play at the plate, and Danny Lee scores. A 3-2 McLeod lead on the wild pitch. And now the count, one ball and two strikes on Summer Wyatt. So now nobody on, two outs, a 1-2 count. Three have scored in the inning, and after a Peyton Ingeman home run in the top half to give Troy an early 2-0 lead, the Bulldogs have come back with three of their own to take the lead. There's a swing and a miss. Ingeman, frustrated, walking out of the circle. She gets back-to-back strikeouts, but a wild pitch allows the leading run to score. A 3-2 lead through one. Back after this here on KNZA.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local Shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Your sports authority. Candleland Radio.
And Carissa Bandel back inside the circle as we start the second inning of play. Gracie Grable, Davina Bennett, and Mackenzie Christensen, the three up for the Troy Trojans here in the second inning. First pitch swung on and missed. A 3-2 McLeod lead. Now showing bunt, puts it down, and it's just hovering over the line, and it finally skips foul. Right before it's got to the bag down there, first base side. And Grable now having it to protect with a no-ball, two-strike count. A 3-2 McLeod lead. Coming into the game, McLeod had not given up a run since April 13th. A stretch of 94-0 in terms of, I think it was about six or seven games worth. But it had been nearly 3 weeks. And there's a swing and a miss, a strike three. Down on strikes there, swinging is Grable. Already now three strikeouts for Carissa Bandel. That'll bring up Davina Bennett. Bennett's the senior right fielder. That's from the right side. That Engelman home run again, the first runs McLeod had given up in nearly 3 weeks. And coming into the game, McLeod had outscored their opponents 234-6. And yes, that is correct. 6 runs given up all season. They had played 17 games. And quickly down 0-2 is Bennett. 2 swings, 2 misses. Vandell starting to get a little rhythm now inside the circle after a team battled back for 3 of their own. Take this 1-run lead here amongst 2 of the best in the state. Next pitch outside. Good eye there by Bennett. And it's 1-2. And the Troy offense, no slouch. They score nearly 16 runs a game, and they have scored in double digits in every game this season. And there's another swing and a miss. Make it now 4 strikeouts for Bandel and 2 up and 2 down via the strikeout. Now the sophomore catcher, Mackenzie Christensen, trying to keep this one moving, but the Bulldogs trying to go out quickly. 1-2 Trey. Mentioned earlier in the broadcast, these two teams met in the regional title last year. Troy won it 1-0 at Riverside. And these two teams destined again to meet potentially in a regional championship. They will be at the Riverside Regional again. The two top teams right now, they're battling for 1-2 in the seeding there. So obviously 2 big games here today, and right now McLeod, the 3-2 lead in the top of the second, trying to send down the Trojans 1-2-3. A 1-1 count here on Christensen. There's a swing and a miss, 1-2. Now the count. So many storylines with this matchup here today. Two teams have been so good. Really the last couple of years. Troy, they put together a 54-5 record over the last 3 seasons, but down in order, striking out the side is Bandel. Easy money. We head to the bottom of the second inning. McLeod 3 and Troy 2.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our 4-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
For the second inning, McLeod 3, Troy 2. 2 of the remaining unbeatens. In Class 2-1A, there's only 3 left, so Troy and McLeod, the only other team undefeated coming into this week, is Northeast Arma. So one of these two teams is going to drop their first game of the season today, and that would leave only 2 unbeatens left in Class 2-1A. Reigning Player of the Year, Peyton Engelman, back inside the circle. First pitch swung on and missed by Elizabeth Holloway, the junior first baseman. Visibly frustrated was Engelman after allowing one of the 3 runs in the first to be scored on a wild pitch. There's a pitch, fastball inside. Holloway skirts away back from that one. 1-1. Engelman pitching. Christensen is at home base catching. McConaughey at third. Weber at short. Gracie Grable at second. Got Kaylee Grable at first. Right now, 1-2 count. That pitch just caught the outside corner here on Holloway. And Allison Grable in left, Wetstein in center, Bennett in right. There's a swing and a miss, strike 3. And Engelman throwing some heat. And the first out in the bottom of the second. That's now 3 straight strikeouts for Engelman. Marissa Correa, the junior third baseman, steps in, swing and a miss at the first pitch for strike one. Marissa, 455 average, 44 at-bats. She has four extra base hits. She has driven in 13. A little bit high on that next pitch by Angabin. Now one ball and one strike. Angabin, a two-run home run in the first, which is her 16th home run of the season. This one is slapped out of play, foul. One ball and two strikes now on Correa. Mentioning the single-season home run record is 18. Reagan Hathaway of Olathe Northwest did it back in 2015, and Engelman is two away with four games left in the regular season, including this first one here today. Next pitch is low. Good eye by Correa. Two balls and two strikes. McLeod went 16-4 a year ago. They're 17-0 this year. They have now won back-to-back Northeast Kansas League titles. 2-2. Inside. Now three balls and two strikes. So the count runs full here to Correa with Charlie Coffin due up next. The bottom third of the order up here in the second inning for the home team, Bulldogs of McLeod. They have a 3-2 lead. Full count with one out, nobody on. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Tai Chi's got it again. Engelman taps her chest knowing that that one was not in the strike zone, but she got Correa to chase. Four consecutive strikeouts now for Engelman. And now Engelman trying to match Vandell in the last half inning, striking out the side, and Engelman now has a chance to do it here in the bottom of the second. Pitchers are certainly heating up. There's a bunt put down right at Engelman, a little stab to first, and gets it in time. So she doesn't strike out the side. Two out of three ain't bad, though, but nonetheless, a three up and three down frame. Two innings in the books, a good one so far. Bulldogs 3, Trojans 2.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lear's in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SPX Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KNZA.
Logan Carpenter in studio, Brandon Tamman with you from McLeod. Bulldogs hosting the Trojans of Troy. Two of the top teams and remaining unbeaten in Class 2-1A on the softball diamond, geared up for a doubleheader. Bulldogs a 3-2 lead as we start the third inning of play. 9-1-2 in the order for the Trojans. First pitch by Carissa Vandell, missing a little bit upstairs. Ball number one to freshman left fielder Allison Grable. Grable, Wettstein, and Weber for the Trojans, down 3-2. Both teams with undefeated records coming in. McLeod 17-0, Troy 16-0. There's a swing and a miss by Grable. Now one ball and one strike. Vandell has struck out five already. Three straight and four of the last five. She chucks in a 1-1 strike there right at the knees. Now one ball and two strikes here to Allison Grable. Peyton Engelman, a two-run homer in the first. Gave Troy the early lead, but the Bulldogs came back with three in the first. Danny Lee, a 2-RBI single, highlighting that, and there's a swing and a miss, and another Vandell strikeout. Make it six of the nine she has faced so far. She has gotten down via the strikeout. Back to the top of the order with Harper Wettstein. She was one of the strikeout victims in the first go-around. She was actually the lone strikeout so far issued by Vandell that wasn't on a swing and a miss. First pitch, fastball in there for strike one. And Wettstein's been so good this year as a freshman. Big part of the Trojans basketball team in the backcourt along with Ingeman. Wettstein, a 5.21 average here in her freshman campaign. Shows bunt, puts it down, pretty well placed, and then it's kicked foul. Just hit a clump of dirt. It looked like it was going to be well executed. But a good job defensively there by the third baseman, Correa. Also, Carissa Vandell, the pitcher in pads, all just letting it go. So Wettstein has to come back and now face an 0-2 count. And with these two pitchers, you get down two strikes, you're in hot water. And the hot water's even hotter. Another strikeout, swing and a miss. Wettstein is down. Two up and two down. That is five straight strikeouts for Carissa Vandell. Here is Emerson Weber, who reached on an error by the left fielder and then was obviously brought home by the Peyton Ingeman two-run homer. First pitch by Vandell in there for a strike. Well, I think now, after both teams got a little bit going in the first offensively, both of these pitchers have settled down, and it's going to be hard sledding to find extra runs here, I think, the rest of this game. Every base runner you get will be at a premium. Next pitch a little bit low. Weber now evens the count. One ball and one strike. Seven total strikeouts now for Vandell. Next pitch in there for a strike. And when they're close, you certainly got to give yourself a chance and lift the bat off the shoulder. Weber did not do so there on a pitch that was left up and was a little bit off speed. Certainly one you could have taken advantage of, but now the repertoire is open, and there's a swing and a miss on a fastball that danced on the outside corner, striking out the side for a second consecutive inning. Vandell is cooking as we now head to the bottom of the third. Bulldogs with a 3-2 lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get your meat processing done soon at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats will be expanding their services soon to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you with immediate openings available for your meat processing. Located south of Troy on Last Chance Road, call them at 785-985-2292.
Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same, to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the third inning, McLeod holding on to a 3-2 lead here on their home diamond against Peyton Ingeman and the Troy Trojans. Trojans number one in the state in the latest softball rankings. McLeod at number six, and a good one brewing. 3-2.5. Ingeman's first pitch to Carissa Vandell is a little bit high for ball one. Vandell 0-for-1. The last strikeout Ingeman had on Correa in the second, that was her 100th strikeout of the season. Came in with 96. She has struck out four here so far. But now finds herself behind in the count. Vandell, a good eye, is now 2-0. Vandell bats from the left side, open on her stance. Ingeman's pitch, slapped towards the left side, and it drops in, and it's going to be an infield single. So the way it was set up, McConaughey at third was on the line, and then Weber was playing in as well, and it just got popped over the line of McConaughey at third, and unable to get there in time to make the catch is Weber. So a leadoff infield single for Carissa Vandell. And here's a potential play at second, no throw, and a stolen base. And Crescenda Vandell, who is now up facing a 1-0 count, who singled and scored one of those three first-inning runs as her sister at second, and now this one is slapped out of play, foul. Down evens up, one ball and one strike. All the runs scored in the first inning. A 3-2 McLouth lead. Trojans got two on a Peyton Ingeman two-run homer. Danny Lee, a two RBI single for the Bulldogs, and then Lee would score on a wild pitch towards the end of that frame. Another high pitch here by Ingeman. Now 2-1 here to Crescenda Bandel, the sophomore left fielder. Carissa at second base with nobody out. Bottom of number three. Here's Ingeman again at 2-1. Slapped, popped in the air, and it somehow lands perfectly between the mound and second base. And now nobody covers second, and Crescenda is well on her horse and trotting in for a single. And then just not paying attention, able to move up to second. So now second and third with nobody out. Well, that was kind of an interesting play. When you're facing pitching that's so good, I've noticed over the years covering softball that sometimes the best way to get on base is just put one down. And we've seen it already multiple times here for McLouth working against Peyton Ingeman. And now Ingeman has to worry about runners at second and third with still nobody out. And Jillian Holwick, senior second baseman who reached via the bunt single in the first, has a big RBI chance here. 0-1 pitch in there, paints the outside corner. And Holwick now just needs to try to find some way to put it in play. She's down 0-2. With the sophomore Danny Lee due up next. 3-2 McLouth, bottom three, chance for more. There's a high fastball. Good eye, though, for Holwick to keep the bat on the shoulder. Now 1-2. The Vandell sisters on the base pass. You got Carissa at third, Crescenda at second base. A 3-2 McLouth lead, bottom three. One of these teams going to suffer their first loss of the season. There's a swing and a miss, and then it pops out of the glove of the catcher, and a run is going to score. And everybody's going to be safe, and now nobody covers second again. And wow, a run is in. It'll go down as a strikeout, but no out recorded. And Holwick finds her way up to second base. Carissa scores. It's now 4-2 McLouth. Crescenda moves up to third. And now Danny Lee steps in, second and third. Still nobody out. And now a 4-2 McLouth lead. First pitch high to Danny Lee for ball number one, who singled in two runs in that three-run first and a chance to potentially do it again. Next pitch by Ingeman, a little bit low, but gets the call, and it's one ball and one strike. Ingeman came in with a 1.82 ERA and 50 innings of work. She's now eclipsed 100 strikeouts on the season. And Danny fouls this one straight back and must protect at 1-2. Well, the last batter, Holwick, was down 1-2, and she swung and missed at a high heater that got away from the catcher and Christensen, and then was able to get all the way to first and then up to second base without a throw. There's a swing and a miss. Ingeman, a big strikeout for finally the first out of the frame. That'll bring up the junior catcher, Anna Patz. Holwick at second, Crescenda Bandel at third. A 4-2 McLouth lead. They have plated one here in this inning. And on what was essentially a wild pitch, two runs out of the four that have scored today by the Bulldogs have come on Ingeman wild pitches. Patch tries to put a bunt down, fouls it straight back into the netting. No balls and one strike. She was one of the strikeout victims in the first go-around. Ingeman now six strikeouts and 2 1/3. But still runners at second and third. Just the one out, and now a pitch a little bit high. One ball and one strike. Pats entered the game today. 6.18 average. 14 driven in and two home runs. And an RBI chance here with their team up 2 1/3. Ingeman's next pitch gets away, up against the fence, play at the plate, not in time! And Ingeman upset with Christensen behind home plate. She thought she could have made the dive and gotten the runner out herself, but tossing it back to Ingeman took an extra second or two, and it allowed the runner, Crescenda Bandel, to score. And it's now 5-2, McLeod. Holwick able to move up to third. Now she is at third, still one out. Two have scored, 5-2 Bulldogs. There's a swing and a miss by Pats, and now down in the count, 1-2. Three of the five runs now have been on wild pitches. That is not something accustomed to seeing here with Ingeman. There's a good swing there, just getting a piece as Pats to stay alive. The count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2 hits in the inning, and a couple of wild pitches have allowed the 2 runs to play. 5-2 McLeod here in the bottom of the third. Still just one out and a runner at third. Here's the 2-2. And a strike 3 call on the outside corner. Just the second out. Actually, statistically, the 3rd strikeout of the inning. So a strikeout here would give Ingeman a rare 4-strikeout inning. As Pats is down for a second time. And it's up to Summer Wyatt, a junior center fielder. She swings and misses that first pitch fastball right at the knees, 0-1. She also struck out her first time up. Holwick at third, 2 outs. McLeod, they have plated 2 here in the inning, and now a bunt right back to Ingeman to first in time. And that retires the side. But nonetheless, 2 more for the Bulldogs, and they lead it 5-2 here as we head to the 4th inning here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kellerman Insurance in Holton.
My name is Cindy Weiler, and I have 24 years in personal lines insurance. I quote not only home and auto, but travel trailer, ATV, motorcycle, and boat. We have many companies that we quote with for your property. Call or come by, and we can find one that best fits your needs.
I'm Cindy Howard. We've been here, trust us, based on our 121 years of combined insurance experience. Give us a call or visit us at kellermaninsurance.com and see what we can do for you today.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Candleland Radio.
Bulldogs get 2 more big runs in the bottom of the third. Their lead over Troy is now 5-2. Little bit of extra room here for Carissa Bandel inside the circle, who has been money since the first. She has struck out the side in the last 2 and has struck out 7 of her last 8. She has 8 strikeouts already through 3. And now the Trojans are going to have to come back here. Peyton Ingeman fouls off the first pitch for strike 1. Ingeman, that 2-run homer in the first inning. Big help there for the Trojans' 2 runs so far, which was Ingeman's 16th home run of the year. She's 2 away from tying the single-season home run record of 18, which was set by Reagan Hathaway of Olathe Northwest back in 2015. There's a swing and a miss. High fastball, and Ingeman couldn't catch up to it. And now it's 1-2 here. Boy, what a battle between these two. You got Bandel and Ingeman, 2 of the best in the state. And the next pitch, just getting a piece, and the umpire avoided taking one right off the face mask, just moving out of the way in time. And it's going to stay 1-2. Bandel works very quickly. Gets the sign and fires. Swing and a miss, got her. She lets out a big roar as well, knowing how big of an out that is. Anytime you get Ingeman out, that is a big deal. Ingeman, that is the first time this year that Peyton Ingeman has struck out. How about that? Carissa Bandel sets her down for the first time in 2023 via the strikeout. That'll bring up Kaylee Grable, the senior first baseman. Nobody on, one out here in the fourth. A 5-2 Bulldogs lead. First pitch is low and in the dirt, ball one. Grable, one of the mid-strikeout victims here so far. That's from the right side. And the pitch by Vandell, swung on and missed. Now one ball and one strike here to Grable. Troy, last time out, they had a couple of wins against Horton on Monday, so they didn't play Thursday. They had a week off, 16-0 and 17-0. McLeod, they won two at Pleasant Ridge, 16-0 and 15-0. Next pitch in there for a strike. Grable now got to protect in some way, down one and two. Seven straight strikeouts and a chance for eight. Now back into the screen. Good catch there by the catcher in Pats. Off the netting, so it stays one and two. Nine strikeouts in the game for Vandell. She has set down seven in a row via the strikeout. This one will not be a strikeout. This one is hit well. Playable in center field. Moving to her right to make the catch is Wyatt for out number two. So it finally ends the strikeout streak, but two up and two down. And the freshman, Gracie McConaughey, will try to keep it alive. McConaughey blew out to left field her first time up. Really put a good charge on it. Maybe about 10 feet in front of the fence down the left field line, but was caught out there by Crescenda Bandel. Swing and a miss on the first pitch, low and in the dirt for strike one. Ten straight have been retired by Bandel. Her team now with a three-run lead here in the top of the fourth. There's another swing and a miss. And McConaughey in some heavy waters now. Really has to protect with the two strikes. They got to stop play. A foul ball from the baseball field just came flying into the infield. These fields right next to each other, back to back. So a stoppage of play. 0-2, Bandel trying to retire an 11th in a row. And she does on the high cheese, swinging a miss. And she is brewing here. As we head now to the bottom of the fourth in this battle of unbeatens. McLeod at home with a 5-2 lead over Troy here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dennis and State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Agriculture is mighty big around here. Denison State Bank has a long history of providing flexible credit for land, livestock, and equipment. We understand and appreciate the local ag economy, and we're ready to help in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry,
785-383-1882. Kansas Land Radio.
Logan and Brandon with you here this afternoon. A little breezy today here, but not a cloud in the sky. It was 63 degrees at first pitch. Right now, the undefeateds battling here. Game one of two this afternoon in McLeod. Bulldogs a 5-2 lead as they come up here in the bottom of the fourth against Peyton Ingeman and Troy. Bottom third of the order. Holloway to lead things off. 0-1 with a strikeout. First pitch is fouled with pace down the right field line, but out of play. No balls and one strike. McLeod, 3 in the first, 2 in the third. 5 runs, 5 hits. They have left 1 on base. Troy, 2 runs, 1 hit. They have not left a runner on base. There's a swing and a miss on a pitch a little bit inside, but just caught the inside part of the bat. For strike number 2. Holloway down in the count, 0-2. Ingeman has struck out 7. and make it now. One low and outside now. One ball and two strikes, but was going back to the Ingemann strikeout numbers. 96 coming in for this season. And seven tallied. Right now, a strikeout total on the year at 103. And this one is hit towards right center field, but just leaping up and making the catch is Gracie Grable at second base. It looked like it was almost going to drop over, but an athletic play by Grable at second for the first down. Holloway's now 0 for 2. Marissa Correa, the junior third baseman now, will step in. 0 for 1 with a strikeout. Bottom of the fourth inning, 5-2 McLeod. First pitch low and inside to Correa for ball number one. Both of these teams have been dominant all year. They have not played in many close games. Next pitch swung on and missed. One ball and one strike to Correa. McLeod, two of their 17 games have been close. They played Jefferson County North to a 4-3 final, and then they also had a 4-0 win out of league play against Eudora not too long ago. Outside of that, they have been mainly run rule wins. Correa now down in the count, 1-2. Here's the 1-2, swing and a miss. Another strikeout. Two up and two down, and it's up to Charlie Coffin, the freshman right fielder, who tried to bunt her way on in her first at-bat, but turned into a ground out. Troy has scored more runs in one less game than McLeod this year. Troy came in with 254 runs scored. That's nearly 16 a game. First pitch slapped foul by Coffin. 0-1. The count will start. But certainly Troy has given up a lot more runs. McLeod had given up just 6 runs coming in through 17 games. A phenomenal stat. Troy had given up about 4 runs per game. There's a kind of a half-hearted check swing. Did she go around? And yes, she did. Had to check down the first base umpire, and Coffin does not get the check swing held in time, so it's 0-2. And Ingemann trying to go 1-2-3. Here is the 0-2. And another foul ball. We'll try it again at 0-2. McLeod had given up no runs coming in since April 13th. But of course, Ingemann's first inning home run broke that streak. A 5-2 McLeod lead. You're in the bottom of the fourth. There's a pitch just outside. 1-2 now on Coffin. Troy got a tough time from Onega their last time out. A couple of close wins, 10-6 and 13-12. Another foul ball. So Coffin doing a good job here. Number 9 hitter. Slapping a few out of play here back-to-back to just keep the at-bat alive. She's down 0-2. Or correction, one ball and two strikes. Nobody on, two outs, bottom four. 5-2 Bulldogs. Battle of unbeatens, two of the best in the state. The other one that just misses high, and it's now two balls and two strikes. So a lengthy at-bat here for Coffin, trying to get something going, but Ingemann as good as they come here inside the circle. Trying to make it 9 strikeouts, and she'll get it. Looking on the outside corner, 9 strikeouts now for Ingemann, and the side is retired. 1-2-3, we head to the fifth. A 5-2 McLeod lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
American Family Insurance. As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
KNZA.
Two of the best in the state, a 5-2 McClough lead here as we start the fifth inning. Bulldogs plating 3 in the first, 2 in the fourth. Troy's lone 2 runs on a 2-run homer back in the first by Peyton Ingeman. 6-7-8 in the Troy order here in the fifth with McClough leading by 3. Carissa Vandell back to work. And a check swing, not holding back enough, and Grable struck out her first time up, quickly down 0-1. Carissa Vandell already with 10 strikeouts so far in the game. And a bunt shown there by Gracie Grable, but pulls back in time. Now 1-1. Low 60s, a little breezy, not a cloud in the sky. Tell you what, great day to be on the links. Playing a little golf. I'm jealous if you are. Good day to be out here as well. There's an off-speed pitch right down the center at the knees for strike 2. Grable looking all the way and now needs to protect with the 1-2 count. And the pitch is put down. It's a bunt left side. Playable. Play at first. Not in time. And beating out the throw is Gracie Grable for a leadoff bunt single. The throw was dropped, but Grable beat out the throw anyway, so that'll go down as a hit. That'll bring up Davina Bennett. Senior right fielder. Trojans trying to rally. Top of the fifth. They're down 5-2 here on the road in game one. One of these two teams will drop their first game of the season today. McClough 17-0, number 6 in the state. Troy 16-0, number 1 in the state. Right now the Bulldogs with the 5-2 lead. First pitch to Bennett is low for ball 1. Gracie Grable at first base with nobody out. Through a leadoff bunt single with 2 strikes. Getting on base, getting down 2 strikes to either of these pitchers today, very hard to do. Really, just getting on base in general against these two pitchers. It's a tall task, especially, though, with 2 strikes. Very impressive. Grable is able to do that. There's a swing and a miss by Bennett. Now 1-1. She struck out her first time up. Vandell has struck out 10 already. The Bulldogs leading by a score of 5-2 here in the fifth. This one has popped up. Foul territory up against the fence. And Bennett's now down 1-2. Back-to-back league champs in the NEKL for McClough, clinching it here in 2023. They haven't lost a league game. Obviously, this is not a league game. They haven't lost a league game since April 29th of 21. That was to Oskaloosa. And there's a strike 3 call and a baffled look by Bennett. That pitch was low. I'll lean on the side of her there, but the call goes the way of the Bulldogs and another Vandell strikeout. Make it 11. And that is a big first out. That brings up Mackenzie Christensen, a sophomore catcher, 0-1 with the K. First pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. But Gracie Grable still at first base, 1 out. Top of the fifth inning, Bulldogs 5, Trojans 2. Christensen bats from the right side. And Vandell's pitch in there for another strike. It was kind of a half-hearted check swing. I'm not sure if it was because of the check swing or if it was just simply a strike. Pitch was a little bit low, but nonetheless, now 0-2. Vandell's 0-2. On the outside corner, strike three, and another baffled look, this time by Christensen, as the calls are close, but not going the way of the Trojans here in the fifth. Back-to-back strikeouts make it 12 strikeouts in the game for Vandell. That'll be up now to the freshman left fielder, Allison Grable. You got Gracie Grable at first base now, two outs. Swing and a miss. For strike number one. So after a leadoff infield bunt single by Gracie Grable, back-to-back strikeouts on Bennett and Christensen has now left it up to Allison Grable. And she is down 0-1. She'll show bunt. Pops it up right into the catcher's hand. Acrobatic for Pat behind home plate. And that will retire the side. Two more strikeouts in the inning. Vandell's K count is up to 12. We head to the bottom of the fifth. 5-2 McLeod here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our eight branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
McLeod leading Troy 5-2 as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Here at McLeod, Bulldogs the lead, and the top of the order steps in with Carissa Vandell, who slaps one to the right side, playable, and just beating out the throw. Or I should say not being able to beat out the throw. It's a nice play there by the second baseman, Gracie Grable, to get it over to Kaylee at first for a quick first out here in the bottom of the fifth. Makes Carissa Vandell now 1-for-3. That brings up Crescenda Vandell. Reached twice and has scored twice. First pitch swinging. Fouls this one out of play down the right field line. 0-1 here on Vandell with Peyton Ingeman, of course, still inside the circle. Nine strikeouts for Ingeman so far. And here's one that's put in play left side, and it squeaks through the hole and into left field. So three at-bats and three singles for Crescenda Vandell, and she's at first with one out. Jillian Holwick, the senior second baseman, 1-for-2 with a run scored. We'll step in. A 5-2 McLeod lead here in the bottom of the fifth. One out, one on. Holwick, 1-for-2, steps in. Batting from the right side against Peyton Ingeman. Ingeman's first pitch, bunt shown, put down, but foul. Four strike, or they say it's just a strike. It didn't get a piece, and Vandell is able to take second base. So it wasn't a foul ball, just a strike. So Vandell up to second base with one out. 0-1 count here on Holwick. So much movement on that heater, but missing upstairs. One ball and one strike. McLeod, five runs, five hits. Six now, including the one here in this inning. Two runs, two hits so far for Troy. There's a timeout called by Holwick. Steps out of the box. A righty against the righty. Runner at second, one out. There's a foul tip. Back into the netting, now 1-2. Danny Lee is on deck as the Bulldogs are trying to hold on to stay undefeated. Last time the Trojans lost was in the state championship game last year. They were undefeated going in, and they lost to Mission Valley by a 6-4 margin. This one's put in play right side, fielded by the first baseman, and a throw home gets the out. Vandell gets to third base, but the second out is recorded. Three unassisted, and now two outs. And Danny Lee steps in and can add a big-time insurance run here late in the game. Crescenda Bandel at third with two outs. Danny Lee had the big two RBI single in the three-run first inning. She swings at the first pitch well outside the zone, and it's 0-1. She's 1-for-2 with that single and a run scored. Has also struck out against the reigning 2-1A player of the year. Ingeman's pitch. And another one gets away. Play at the plate, not in time, and another run is in. A high fastball that got away from Christensen. That is the fourth run today that is scored via the wild pitch. And a big insurance run. Bulldogs now lead it 6-2. They're in the bottom of the fifth. Two outs now, nobody on. A 1-1 count here to Lee. Fouled straight back, now 1-2. Glad to be a part of your Monday afternoon, bringing you some of the best in the state. And these two teams will play one more after this one, about 30 minutes after this one concludes. And be hard-pressed not to think these two teams are going to meet up again in the regional tournament like a year ago. There's a pitch that is low and in the dirt. Lee steps aside. It's two balls and two strikes. This is high-level stuff here in Class 2-1A. 2-2 count, two outs, nobody on. 6-2 McLeod in the fifth. Ground ball left side, playable. McConaughey just fielded it in foul territory. Lee has to come back. We'll do it again at 2-2. Good crowd on hand as well. The baseball game going on right behind us. A 6-2 lead. One more plated here in this inning. There's a swing and a miss and another strikeout. And an exhausted Ingeman just is ready to get back up to bat here with two more chances heading to the sixth. But another wild pitch plates another. A 6-2 McLeod lead as we head to the sixth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Taryn Ray, Consumer Loan Officer at the Farmers State Bank.
We offer competitive interest rates and terms on new and older vehicles. So if you have a car that you found that you're interested in and you give me that information, then I can give you a look at your payment amount and if that fits in your budget. So you can go to a dealership and buy a car with confidence.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 ton, 3/4 ton. That's bail beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Kansaland Radio.
6-2 McLeod as we start the sixth inning. Bulldogs trying to hold on and give Troy their first loss of the season and their first loss since the state championship game a year ago. One more plated in the last half inning. Carissa Bandel back to work. 12 strikeouts already. Top of the order, Harper Wettstein swinging a miss at the first pitch for strike number one. Wettstein, two at-bats and two strikeouts. 6-2 McLeod, top of the sixth. Swing and a miss. Another high cheese there on the fastball. Troy's two runs back in the first. After an error, it was a two-run home run by Peyton Ingeman. There's a swing and a miss. And another strikeout. Wettstein down on strikes for a third at-bat to make it 13 Ks in the game. for Carissa Bandel. One out, nobody on. Emerson Weber steps in. She reached on an error and scored one of the two runs in the first, is also struck out. 13 strikeouts in the game right now for Carissa Bandel. First pitch in there for a strike, just tails and catching the outside corner a tad bit. And Weber down 0-1. Trojans need to put a rally together. This one's fouled straight back into the screen and quickly 0-2. One thing that really stands out about the performance inside the circle today for Carissa Bandel is she is getting two strikes on a lot of hitters very quickly. I mentioned earlier how tough it is to get on base against these pitchers today, but doing it with two strikes is nearly impossible. And staying alive is a foul ball by Weber. She sent that one to the baseball field, and it's now another opportunity at 0-2. Bandel again, 13 strikeouts, a chance for another. Ground ball, what a stab by the third baseman, Correa. Sharp throw across the diamond in time for the second out. That was well done by Correa at third. On a one hop about shoulder high, kept it down, kept the throw on target. First baseman Holloway gathers in out number two. And it's up to Peyton Ingeman. The two-run homer back in the first, and she struck out for the first time this season in her last at-bat. Pops this one up, throws the bat in frustration. Bandel makes the catch inside the circle, and it's three up and three down. And we head to the bottom of the sixth. McLeod rolling a 6-2 lead here on Troy on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Appreciate Logan back in studio. Brandon Tamman with you. Bottom of the sixth inning, McLeod. Chance for some insurance. Not all insurance is going to provide, and certainly any insurance here is good insurance, is what I meant to say, for the Bulldogs here with a 6-2 lead in the bottom of the sixth. On number one ranked Troy. First pitch swung on, belted down the left field line. The wind pushing it back into play, and a very challenging and difficult catch is made by Allison Grable in left field. And one up and one down, as that was Anna Patz, retired for a third time, and now Summer Wyatt steps in 0-2. Got to hold the Bulldogs here. Trojans get one more at bat. They hold true here. They're going to need at least four in the seventh to extend this game out. 6-2 McLeod here in the bottom of the sixth. One out, nobody on. Wyatt with an 0-1 count. Now 0-2 as she fouls off a second consecutive pitch. Holloway is up next. Bulldogs scored three in the first, two in the third, one in the fifth. Four of the six runs have been scored on wild pitches. Not something you're accustomed to seeing by Peyton Ingeman. There's a swing and a miss. 11 strikeouts now for Ingeman, and it's up to Elizabeth Holloway. So Holloway 0-2, a strikeout and a line out. That's from the right side. Ingeman back to work. First pitch swinging. Ground ball left side and bobbled by the third baseman. Throw not in time. It'll go down as E5. McConaughey just lost it in the glove after fielding it initially. And it extends the inning for Marissa Correa. So Holloway at first. Two outs. 6-2 lead for McLeod here in the bottom of the sixth. Looks like we may have a courtesy runner here. So it will be a courtesy runner here for McLeod. Alexis Barnes will be the courtesy runner for Holloway at first. Announcing the courtesy runner, Alexis Barnes at first base for Holloway. She is there with two outs. And Correa, who is 0-for-2 with two strikeouts, will step in on Ingeman. They're in the bottom of the sixth inning. McLeod trying to put together what would be a heck of a two-out rally. Not necessarily a rally, but trying to add any kind of insurance. The 6-2 lead here late in the game. Here's Ingeman's first pitch. And a foul ball. 0-1 here on Correa. Now, certainly these two pitchers today, Bandel and Ingeman, have been racking up the strikeouts. 23 between the two. Ingeman has 10. Bandel with 13. And a chance here for another one on Correa as she's down 0-2. And here is the 0-2. Good eye there on a high fastball. You could tell there was a little bit of an itch to maybe try to take the bat off the shoulder there. Very enticing pitch to swing at, but it's also very challenging to lay off, and Correa was able to do so that time. Now another foul ball. And it'll stay one ball and two strikes. With Barnes, the courtesy runner at first and two down here in the bottom of the sixth. McLeod and Troy, two of the best teams in the state. Troy, number one, coming in. A 2-1A runner-up finish from a year ago. McLeod, certainly revenge on the mind for them here today. Next pitch upstairs. Two balls and two strikes now on Correa. A 6-2 McLeod lead, a two-strike pitch coming, and another foul ball. So Correa just fighting tooth and nail to just stay alive and try to keep the inning alive. With Barnes at first and two outs, 2-2 count. Ingeman gets the sign, lifts and fires. Another foul ball. The fans acknowledging the tough battle here between these two. Who's going to ultimately win this battle, we'll see. And here is the 2-2. Swing and a miss, and Ingeman wins the battle. Two strikeouts in the inning. But Troy in danger of taking the first loss of the year. They head to the seventh, down 6-2. We'll have it when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check them out on that there internet online at wilsontireks.com.
KNZA.
Last chance for Troy here on the road, and in danger of suffering not just their first loss of the season, but their first loss since the state championship game a year ago. Came in at 16-0, McLeod 17-0, but the Bulldogs with a 6-2 lead as we start the seventh and final inning. Carissa Bandel's first pitch to senior first baseman Kaylee Grable, low and inside for ball one. Trojans need four to extend it. Down 6-2, Bandel's been sensational. 13 strikeouts today. There's a swing and a miss. Now one ball and one strike. The hard press, I said it earlier, and a couple of times throughout the broadcast. Of course, these two will play a second game about a half hour after this one concludes, finish off their doubleheader. But these two once again in the same regional, as this one has popped up high in the infield, pops out of the glove, and somehow on the second shot out of the glove, Correa holds it down and makes the catch for the first out. So one up and one down for Gracie McConaughey, but again, expect these two to potentially meet once again in a regional championship here in just a matter of weeks. Certainly this one has been fun this afternoon. Bulldogs trying to hold on. Trojans down to their final two outs, and the first pitch to McConaughey is in there for a strike. She is 0 for 2 with a strikeout. Two runs back in the first inning on an Engelman home run. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and quickly McConaughey down 0-2. But since then, it's been all Carissa Bandel, and she, after the first inning, faced the minimum in four of the next five innings. And there's another swing and a miss, another strikeout, make it 14, and she has a chance to go three up, three down to end the game. Sensational outcome here, barring an incredible comeback, but Trojans are down to their final outs. They're down four at 6-2 here in the top of the seventh. 14 strikeouts for Carissa Bandel, and it's up now to Gracie Grable to keep this one moving. First pitch off speed in there for a strike. Gracie does have one of the two hits, a bunt single to lead off the fifth. But a strikeout, and a pop-out into that early threat. Next pitch low and inside, one ball and one strike. Here on Gracie Grable. McLeod had three runs in the first, two in the third, and one in the fifth. Here's the 1-1, ground ball, and it's going to be just past the outstretched arms of the shortstop, Lee, and into center field for a base hit. So a two-out hit. Keeps the inning alive for at least one more hitter, and it's Davina Bennett. Second hit of the day for Gracie Grable. And Bennett was 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. Is up to the challenge here of trying to keep the rally moving. 6-2 Bulldogs here in the top of the seventh. Trojans down to their final out. They got a runner at first. And a pop-up right side could do it. The first baseman, Holloway, makes the catch in foul territory, and that will do it. So the Bulldogs win game one to stay undefeated, and the Trojans suffer their first loss since the state championship game last year. This game one final, 6-2 McLeod. We'll close it out when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville, I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Raymond Boyce has always had trouble with his feet, but thanks to the Holton Community Hospital's Advanced Wound Healing Clinic, Raymond found the care and support he needed. In his testimonial, he stated that he can't say enough good things about the ladies at the clinic. Everyone was very helpful. If I need them, I know they are always there. For more information about the Holton Community Hospital Advanced Wound Healing Clinic, call 785-328-4111. Let us help you on the journey to healing and wellness.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Tom Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
103.9 FM, KNZA.